So 6:14 on this rainy Thursday evening, although the system, at least here in South Lansing, is moving a bit past us. Big news in the Lansing area. A Lansing father and daughter are now facing charges for allegedly running this professional dogfighting ring. John Dinan with us, director of Ingham County Animal Control. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Now, how did you first hear about this thing happening?
Our animal control officers, in the course of their regular duties of investigating animal cruelty and other animal issues, came across evidence of dogfighting, and we began an investigation, which has led to the recent activity.
And how extensive was it then?
Well, we have seized 43 dogs so far, and Eaton County seized 10 on information from our investigation. I believe it's been a total of 7 or 8 search warrants. And as you reported, charges have been issued on a couple of folks, and we are working on prosecution requests on some additional people we believe are involved in this.
There's so many dogs. Where were all these dogs being kept?
We're housing them in a secure, remote location.
And where were they being kept, actually?
When they were initially impounded, they were taken to the animal shelter, yeah. But we've since relocated
them.
Well,
in terms of these two suspects now, or these two people facing charges, how are they keeping so many dogs? Was it in their home, or...?
Yeah, the fighters generally keep dogs in their backyard on heavy chains in dog houses. It's a pretty typical setup.
They'd have like dozens of dogs right there in their backyard. I mean, their neighbors must have been driving their neighbors crazy.
Well, the neighbors certainly are sources of information in these kind of cases. I think the most that we took from any single residence was, I believe, 7 or 8. So, yeah, there's a pretty good number of dogs at some of these places.
And what do you do with dogs like this that have been bred to fight and train this way? What can you do with them?
Well, the law in Michigan really limits our options. The law says that if an animal welfare organization comes into possession of fighting dogs, they shall set up a hearing before a judge to determine the disposition of the dog. So
the next step is to
talk to a judge and get the recommendation of the court and, you know, with input from us in the prosecutor's office.
How safe would they be to be, you know, to be allowed to, you know, to have other owners and to be around people?
I think that most of these dogs, if not all these dogs, will probably be euthanized, and that's very unfortunate. You know, it's not these dogs' fault, the situation that they were bred into and brought up in, but it's also the responsibility of the animal control department and the court system to make sure that we don't put dangerous animals out into the community. And, you know, I have to sleep at night knowing that dogs that left our shelter are safe, and I take that responsibility very seriously.
So they have to be isolated because they're so aggressive, they'd attack any other dog around them, is that it?
Yeah, they're very dog aggressive, so housing them is a bit of a challenge.
Hmm. John Dinan with us, director of Ingham County Animal Control. You said this was a professional dogfighting ring. I think you described it as professional, right?
Well, there's really 3 levels of dogfighting, and one is, you know, 2 tough guys meet in the park, and one says, "I bet my dog's tougher than yours, and let's let him go at it." And there's kind of an intermediate level, what people refer to as hobbyists, which is really people who are trying to move up into the big time. And then there are folks like the folks we're investigating now. These fights are organized. There's big prize money and big gambling money involved in them. It's not unusual for the prize money in a fight to be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and the gambling revenue to be tens and hundreds of thousands.
Really?
So this is big time.
Where were the fights actually held then?
Fights are held deep underground. Sometimes they're done in remote locations out in the country in a barn or, you know, somewhere where neighbors won't hear. If they're done in the city, they're generally done frequently in abandoned buildings, sometimes in basements, sometimes in garages. But, you know, if you're in an urban setting, it's obviously, you don't want the authorities to know that you're doing them. So they're usually set up and then announced with very short notice through a secretive network, and then happen undercover. This is an underground illegal activity. Hmm. It's actually a felony to even knowingly attend a dog fight, or to allow your property to be used for a dog fight.
You said these fights were $30,000-$40,000 maybe in prize money. How many people would have attended a fight like that, you think?
We have not busted a fight in progress here in the Lansing area, but from my knowledge of dogfighting, you know, so usually, you know, it's not uncommon for there to be 20, 30, 50 people watching a fight. I know in some areas where it's illegal in every state, but in the not too recent past, it was pretty well accepted in some areas, particularly rural areas in the South. And I've talked to investigators who have gone to fights and said it looked like the county fair with, you know, hundreds of people and concessionaires selling drinks and, you know, really a big deal. So locally, I think they're probably smaller because it is not accepted and is more underground. But I was talking to an investigator from Michigan Humane Society last week who told me about a fight that they busted that 60 people were in attendance.
60 people. Wow. And so is it all about money then? Is that what drives this phenomenon?
Absolutely. It's about illegal gambling and about the money that people can make from prizes for fighting their dogs and from breeding and selling. Mm-hmm. And folks are involved in dog fighting generally. You know, there's, in addition to illegal gambling and illegal dog fighting, there's generally weapons around. There's generally drugs around. It's not, you know, not what you want in your community.
So basically they don't care about the dogs whatsoever, is that it?
Well, I think if you talk to them, they would say they care about the dogs very much, but I think most people would say anybody who would, you know, have their dog fight another dog, sometimes to the death, sometimes to the point that they're injured so badly that they kill them on the spot, or, you know, that they have to suffer these horrific injuries if they get in the fights, I think it's pretty clear how much they value their dogs. And it's not the way most people do, that's for sure.
What's the penalty for this kind of thing?
In Michigan, dogfighting is a four-year felony, so 4 years maximum per count.
Per count, okay. So for all these dogs, they'll face 4 years maximum?
Yeah, so, you know, the maximum you could get, you know, say we charge someone with five counts, they could get 20 years. Now, of course, there's other factors. If there's, you know, weapons and drugs found as well, if the people are already have criminal histories, prosecutor can ask for stiffer penalties. But, you know, we do the investigation and we gather the evidence and then we turn that over to the prosecutor. And, of course, we work with them. But really, it's up to the prosecutor and the courts what penalties are handed down.
Dozens of pit bulls seized by the Ingham County Animal Control and Ingham Animal Control Director John Dinan here on WILS with the latest on this really very sad story. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.